Ladies and gentlemen, this morning the great cathedral of Christendom, St. Peter's in Rome, was a scene of an historic and universally important event. Within the walls of Michelangelo's massive dream in stone, from whose rotunda the Reverend John F. Delaney, S.J., gave his description, 60,000 men and women and children, a cross-section of all classes of society, from kings to laborers, waited in tense expectancy. And then...
You have just been listening to the silver trumpets of St. Peter, signing the arrival of the Holy Father in the portico without the basilica. This is the short ceremony of the welcoming of the Holy Father, handing over to him, as it were, his own basilica, the treasure, the heritage of the ages. From the Sistine Chapel, the procession has passed down the royal stairway into the portico of the basilica. Now, the eldest of the canons of the basilica is actually welcoming the Holy Father. In a short time, we should hear the strains of Suez patriots and the Holy Father's special anthem.
As the procession reached the portico of St. Peter's, His Holiness was received there in respectful homage by the canons of the cathedral. And here Father Delaney introduced a very human angle.
There is another thing perhaps that should be explained carefully. When the Holy Father is received by the canon in the portico of St. Peter's, he is dealing with old friends. He was the archpriest for many years. He knows those canons intimately. He has conversed with them familiarly. He has joked with them. He has teased them. Now they are standing reverently before him. He is no longer to them Cardinal Pacelli. That has passed. He is to them now the Vicar of Christ. In a moment's time, all of them will go down on their knees. One by one, they will approach the Holy Father and kiss the golden cross embroidered on the red crescent.
As the procession moved into St. Peter's, the announcer gave his first picture of the pontiff as he made his initial solemn appearance, borne upon the sedia gestatoria, or portable papal throne carried by red uniform bearers. From thousands and thousands, there went up a spontaneous cry of Viva il Papa! Viva il Papa! Long live the Pope!
Moving along, very, very slowly, as the procession moved slowly, dressed in lace vestments, with a long white cloak embroidered in gold over his shoulders, on his head, a mitre, a white mitre, with precious stones and diamonds and jewels shining in that mitre, glistening here in the sun that enters.
As the long, colorful procession of distinguished prelates moved slowly down the aisle, there rang out within the hallowed walls the hymn, Tu es Petrus, Thou art Peter.
Petrus is a theme that is constantly recurring in today's ceremony. Who is Petrus, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I shall build my church. The cheering is starting again for the Holy Father that died down on during the Suez Petrus.
One of the first acts of the Holy Father was to go to the chapel of the Blessed Sacrament, where he knelt in silent prayer. He then received the veneration of the cardinals.
The homage of cardinals is now going on in the Clementine Chapel, which goes across from us here just opposite. We can see the Holy Father seated on the white throne. The nones are being chanted by the Benedictine monks of St. Anselmo. Cardinal after cardinal is coming up to the Holy Father's throne, kissing the cross embroidered on his slip, then receiving the Holy Father and embedded.
Then the procession made its colorful way back to the main altar, and the voice of the Holy Father, answered by the Sistine Choir, was heard raised in the immemorial chant of the church, giving his blessing.
The adoration, rather the reverence of the cardinals, is now completed. The last of the cardinals has come up to pay his respects to the Holy Father. The cardinals are rising. Cardinals are all robed in bright scarlet with ermine capes over their shoulders. The Holy Father is now singing. The voice of the Holy Father. Blessing of the Holy Father. Now that the reverence, after the devotion of the cardinals is finished, the Holy Father will begin his preparation for Mass.
Yet even in the midst of all the wild acclaim and cheering, the Church once more stresses the necessity of humility on the part of her Supreme Pontiff by reminding him of the passing quality of earthly things, even on this day of the glory of his consecration.
From the distance, you have the impression of a long, winding rainbow.
Only much more hollow than rainbows we usually see.
Clouds now of cardinals, peeping out in the long white coats.
As for St. Peter and ermine capes,
red plumes and glittering helmets, glittering swords, medieval halberds. Ancient breastplates, a sea of lace and linen, and purple clerics, priests, and zealots.
Probably 1,000 all move along.
Red caskets for the choir, violet cloaks for the papal nurses,
the sedate flags of papal chambers,
flashing decorations of papal knights,
the red damas for the chair bearers.
To a long line of papal gendarmes, the procession finds its way. These gendarmes are huge figures of men in black jackets, white bustling breeches, carry a third of busby that makes them look really gigantic.
The devotion, of course, is led,
as usual, by the fifth bar.
Red and gold and blue, the color of their uniforms,
designed by Michelangelo. With those strange or boot-shaped helmets, red plumes on top of them, breastplate and armor cherished in the family for generations,
shined with a loving care for today's ceremony.
The master of ceremonies is walking between the two Swiss guards. Then comes the Holy Father's two preachers, the Holy Father's papal attendants in the red, the papal chaplain in a red cloak, flanked by two Swiss guards. He has the honor of bearing a purple cushion, and on it a tiara, gold and silver. Diamonds and jewels flashing at every step he takes. The tiara presented to Pius XI by the city of Nantes.
An assistant at the papal actual throne of the Holy Father takes now this procession off track, puts it on a silver stand, then sets a light to it, and as it burns up, just in one flame, one flash of flame, he sings out the word, Sancte Pater, Sic Transit Gloria Mundi. You know, it's a beautiful time to bring that out. Here is the Father now in the height of the acclamation. There's right below us, when we can hear the very extremes of jubilation and praise and adoration and veneration. Then the Church places before him that remembrance, Sic Transit Gloria Mundi. Holy Father, to whom the Church says to him, All this is passing, all these acclamations, all the praise, all the honor, all the glory, that passes. On the day of his coronation, the day of his triumph, he is told, Sic Transit Gloria Mundi, all the vain show of the world, even the show that is not vain, is really vain, it all passes, and when your time comes to die, you will be a man, most of all men, to be judged and man.
Now came the central act of worship in the solemn ceremony, the celebration of the Mass of Coronation, which is said in white vestments because of the solemnity of the occasion, though the liturgy of the Church prescribes purple for the Lenten Masses.
The Holy Father is actually a bit hard to be turning from the throne.
The cheering tracks again.
The Holy Father again with his hand is raised in fact.
Now they are called for silence because the mass is about to begin. The Holy Father is moving now away from this room
over to the papal altar.
Directly below us, as we look down, we can see coming up to the altar between those twisting columns of bronze which will support the Holy. The Holy Father is now actually at the altar. There is a call for silence. The Holy Father bows. The mitre is being removed from his head. The Holy Father places the little white hand more securely on his head. Bows to the altar and knelt down with him. He raises his hand, blesses himself. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, amen. And the Mass has begun.
Now we come to a very unusual event. From far off Rome, there emerged through the wind waves of radio the voice of the saintly prelate as he intoned the solemn Gregorian of the preface of the Mass.
The Holy Father will now begin the preface. Every gesture and action of his is so very, very reverent. The Holy Father's voice.
Now came the awesome moment when the pontiff pronounced the solemn words of consecration, whereby God comes once more to his people under the appearances of bread and wine. A great hush fell over the vast congregation.
The Holy Father has actually taken the white host in his hand. In a moment he will pronounce the words of consecration. The awesome words will change that host into the body of Christ. The guards have come to attention. The noble guards with swords drawn, down on one knee. In a very, very short time, you will hear the silver trumpet sounding. Then you will know it is a moment of the elevation.
Thank you. corner. And the dome of St. Peter's, not a sound in the huge church, 60,000 people hushed as the Holy Father lifted the white host in his hand, turned it about that all the people might look and adore the body of Christ that the vicar of Christ held in his hand. The same tremendous hush, the same silver trumpet playing as the Holy Father took the chalice of the sacred blood, lifted it up and turned it first to the right and then to the left. That 60,000 people and all the millions listening in might adore.
As the solemn mass proceeded, there came once more the clear voice of the pontiff as he repeated the prayer which had been given so many years before by the one whose representative on earth he had now become, the Paternoster, our Father.
The Holy Father was saying the Paternoster, our Father.
As the beautiful mass of consecration drew to its conclusion, the voice of the Holy Father was heard raised in solemn blessing as he invoked the benediction of God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost upon the congregation. Above, the bells of St. Peter's began to ring out their booming clamor, literally sending to the world the news, the joyous news, that it was indeed true. We have a new shepherd of Christendom, the father of his people.
We're outside on the colonnade now. The colonnade that surrounds the Piazza of St. Peter. The mass has been finished. The Holy Father has just been seen passing by through a gallery leading out the church. In probably 5 or 10 minutes, the Holy Father will appear on the balcony above the main entrance of St. Peter. The balcony is already prepared. And inside, the Holy Father has been using a white throne practically all morning long. Now another throne has been erected on the balcony outside. The throne on the balcony outside is a golden throne against a background of white embroidered with golden lilies. Before the balcony, the Holy Father has been let down the usual papal coat of arms on a white background bordered with red. Now, before the Holy Father comes out, we can take a look around the piazza. The organization this morning has been something really magnificent. Everything has worked to perfection. A good part of the square here is still empty, so that the throngs who are now pouring out of St. Peter's may be able to take their place. Just at the top of the steps leading up to St. Peter's, a wooden barricade has been thrown up. Nobody at all has been allowed past that barricade. Then there is another large space kept vacant just between, just below us. Then the guards of soldiers are thrown up. The sergeant soldiers down here, four deep, holding the line. Over across from us are the Carabinieri of Italy. That is a sort of a Italian constabulary with their uniforms of blue and right to belts across the shoulder.
And as the solemn mass of coronation drew to its magnificent close, the crowd of over 500,000 that jammed the great piazza outside stirred excitedly in anticipation of the great moment when on the balcony of St. Peter's Church there would be placed upon the head of the Holy Father the tiara ornamented with three crowns signifying universal episcopate, supremacy of jurisdiction, and his temporal influence.
The Holy Father is actually coming out on the balcony now. The trumpets are sounding. Excitement is running over the crowd like a wave. The Holy Father is on the balcony, still robed in white. You can hear the crowd cheering as he comes up. 500,000, at least 500,000 people cheering with their vivas for the Holy Father. The Holy Father is now taking his place on the golden throne prepared for him. The fanfare.
The ceremony of coronation will be a very brief ceremony. It will consist of merely two short prayers and the actual crowning of the Holy Father with the tiara or the triple decker crown. It's an interesting thing that the tiara that the Holy Father is using is the tiara of Pius IX. The tiara of Pius XI presented to the Pius XI by the city of Milan is not being used on this occasion. It stood on the altar all during the Mass, but the Holy Father is not using it. It is difficult from here to know exactly when the prayers are being said. The voice may be coming over without our knowing it because I'm not sure if the loudspeakers are working. But if the prayers should begin while we're talking, we'll pardon our talking through them. And after the prayers have been said in Latin, we shall give you an English translation of the prayers. A litany is being recited. That was the first of the coronation prayers. If the other does not follow too fast on that, we can give you a translation. Translation begins, the eternal and almighty God, the source of priestly dignity. Now the second prayer is following. The actual crowning of the Holy Father is taking place, and the crowd is cheering their love for the Holy Father. That short prayer, we'll give you the short prayer. It says, "Receive this tiara, embellished with three crowns, and know that thou art father of princes and kings, the ruler of the world here on earth, the vicar of our Savior Jesus Christ, to whom is honor and glory forever and ever. Amen." The Holy Father has been crowned, and now the triple tiara is on his head. That is the voice of the Holy Father. The Holy Father's blessing will follow immediately. The blessing will be at Orbi. Blessing for all throughout the world is the end.
Grazie a questa corruzione, santi spiriti,
The actual blessing is coming now. The Holy Father has just risen to his feet. All those about him are on their knees. And the crowd in Piazza is going to their knees, and we are too.
La santità di Asso, Signore tuo, per la divina provvidenza, Papa Novecimo, dà e concede a tutti i fedeli qui presenti l'indulgenza plenaria nella forma consueta della Chiesa. Pregate dunque Dio per il felice stato della santità sua e della Santa Madre Chiesa.
The Holy Father grants a plenary indulgence to all who are present. As I know, as that here present includes all those here present by the radio. Now that the ceremony is over, the crowd can finally give way to his cheers. The Holy Father is standing on the balcony. He's blessing the whole crowd again. And the crowd, the 500,000 or more, are breaking out in cheers, hand claps, waving their handkerchiefs, waving their hats, showing their love, their devotion to the Holy Father. You can hear the crowd shouting as they shouted this morning during the Mass. Only now it's a much larger crowd. Probably doesn't sound so great on account of the wide open territory in which they're standing. The Holy Father is now departing. The ceremony is over. We have witnessed the whole ceremony of the coronation of the Holy Father. The fanfare, the trumpets ring out again, heralding the Holy Father's departure. The Holy Father is gone. The crowd is still cheering, still standing as they stood before. Some are running towards the church, and now slowly the crowd will depart.